We are on Daf Samach Kovam at Beis. We have just learned the Raya of Rovim. That Rovim brought a Raya that let us just again see the Lashon of the Gemara. Hai Balmum Shepsulei B'Yochid Heichidam. It says Rabbi Akiva had tainted that you learn out mikveh from Balmum, because just like a mikveh is psulei biyachid, Balmum is also psulei biyachid. You can't learn out from Ben Dusha that is psulei bishnayim. So Rav said as follows, Hai Balmum Shepsule Biyochid Echidom. What is the case of a Balmum Shepsule Biyochid? Either Kamak Chishlei, if the Balmum is Makrish the eight says that the Skain is a Balmum. He's Makrish him, he says, I'm not a Balmum. Me Mehmo. So it's an Edechot Bakroshim. So he has to say, Elo b'shosik, it is speaking about that the Kohen is shosik, and Elecha tells the Kohen you're a Balmum, and the Kohen is shosik. And that's called Sulei b'yachid. Uche the Chabad say, Kabi ben Grusha ben Chalutza b'shosik. So the same thing is speaking about that Elecha said that the mother was a Grusha, and she was shosik. Uktani mikve psulei biyochid ubalmum psulei biyochid ayechiach ben grusha ben chalutza shep psulei bishnayim. So we see that Rabbi Akiva has said that an edechot is not nemon to say that someone is a ben grusha. And lochayra, where he's nemon to say he's a balmum, is speaking about that he was shosik. Because he was makrishim et eidechot bakroshe. So we see shosik is only nemon by a balmum, and shosik is not nemon by ben grusha in each night. The Gemara is medame ben grusha tzadova shebe'elbe. Ben grusha fathers the same biro that a dova shebe'elbe fathers. And we see from this, and Eidechot, the Tziref of the Shtike of the Isha, is not Nemos. So that was Rovez Raya against Abaye, that Eidechot, Bishosik, is not Nemos, the Dover Shebelve. Babaye Oma. Abaye said no, it is no Raya that an Eidechot is not Nemon to say Ben Grusha when the mother is Shosik. La'oilam de Kamakrishlei. It is speaking about by Balmum that he's Makrish. Ba'afal Pikein, the Eidechot is Nemon. Ude ka'amret amai mehemon. Why is the Eidechot Nemon? The Kohen says I'm not a Balmum. A Malay Shlach Achri, because the Eidechot can tell him, take off your baggage and let's see if you're a Balmum or not. So Mamele, so Abaye seems to be telling us a Gebaldike Chiddush. Perhaps the Lomdus is that Neidechot Ahakhosh is Lapkum, because we have one against the other, so we don't believe any of them. Each one is makris the other. But if the eight echot that is saying he's a balmum is coming with a time that we could be mevara, so it could be this is malam his namonis. He said, take off your shirt and we'll see if you're a balmum or not. So it's like a milse David Ligluye, that Therefore, they lechot, here's the monas. He's tiny, take off your shirt. He doesn't want to take off the shirt. V'haino diktoni, mikveh psuloi v'gufoi. Mikveh is also psuloi v'gufoi. That means the second thing that Rabbi Kiva said is a pirish on his first agodah. Mikveh psuloi v'gufoi, you could be mevara. The owner of the mikveh says it's a mikveh shleime. You can be mevarer. Let's measure the mikveh now. Ubal mum sulay begufoy could also be mevarer. He's a bal mum. It's on his goof now, so you could be mevarer. So therefore, in these two cases, a neidechod is neman lifsel, because since it's efshel lebrurei. The Mamela, then the Neidechod is Neman, Kidvorov, Adarabe, prove that you're right. I said, let's be Mevarer now that it's a possible of Mikveh. Let's be Mevarer now that you're a Balmum. Ayechiach ben Grusha ben Chalutze, Shepsule Me'acheda. We can't be Mevarer now. He was a Ben Grusha ben Chalutze. You have no way of being Mevarer. So Mamela, if there's a Hakroshe, if she is saying I wasn't a Grush, and he's saying I was a Grush, you were a Grush, so there's no way of being Mevara. So then that's a Dechot by Kosher. So there's no Raya whatsoever that we're speaking about that there was Shosak. If it was Shosak, so then Grush and Becholut today, Dechot would also be Nemo. We are speaking about that there was a dechod ba'akroshim, a dechod ba'akroshim, if it's efshel lebruri, so the dechod that passes is neman, or a tzrichen lochish with borov al koponim. Let us see what Rashi says. Shlach achvi, im einach balmum, if you're not a balmum, hafshei begodecha, take off your begodim. The nire, v'hayna diktonim, balmum, psulei begupoi, the psu shenucha levarer hadvorim, v'chein mikveh chesroinai lefonei. So Mamele, so Abaye says there's no raya from that what Rabbi Kiva says, that that there's a difference between Balmum ben Grusha, v'gabi v'nedechad is Nemon. No, right, he's speaking about Shosak. Shosak, and they definitely will be Nemon, filled by Ben Grusha. Here we're speaking about Nizmakrishim. So, Balmum, since it's Efshel of Lurei Kedivrei, so he's Nemon. Hashem came by Ben Grusha, it's the Efshel of Lurei, so therefore he's not Nemon, at the end is Makrish. Look to Gemara Vaita. Uben Grusha Uben Chalutze Babaidosa Ksheva Minova. Now let us go back to the Ike Shakla Vitalian the Sudya. That Tafan said he wants to learn out from Ben Grusha and Ben Chalutze. Just like by Ben Grusha and Ben Chalutze, if he did the Avoide, the Shas, he was a Cholo, but he was unaware of the Chalolo. So the avoid is kosher. How do we know this is? Omar Rav Yehuda Mashmu the Omakro Bohoi Soloi Olezaroi Achrov Beris Kohuna Toilom. So this is a postic by Pinchas. So Pinchas and his descendants have a Beris Kohuna Toilom. So we'll see how the Drosha goes in Taisvis. But Zara Yaakov goes on all descendants, Bein Zera Kosher, Bein Zera Potter. There's a bris kohuna atoilam atulu by Zera Potter. Now this cannot mean that a cholo is allowed to do the avoide. Because he's not allowed to do the avoide. So al kochoch, this riboy of Zera Potter was going on, but I was unaware that he's a cholo. So there is a din that Avedos Ekshayra. Avu Edishmu Lama Mehoche ברוך השם חילוי ופועל ידו תרצה. אפילו חולים שבוי תרצה. חולים in the חלולים. That חילוי is going on the חלולים. ופועל ידו תרצה. The avoider that a חולול did. בשעת. We were unaware that he's a חולול. This פועל ידו תרצה. רבי ינא יאמר מהוך, ובוסו על הכהן השיעה ביומים ההם. This is speaking about ביקורים. So you should come to the כהן השיעה ביומים ההם. וכיסה לו על ביתך שאודם הולך איתו כהן שלו היה ביום. What is it said? You come to the כהן השיעה ביומים ההם. If I say so, you can't come to the כהן that's not ביומים ההם. אלא זה כושר ונזכלו. Here we're speaking about no tshayach that one day he is a kohen and one day he's not a kohen. That means we were under the impression that he was a kohen, and later we found out that he's a cholo. So uvos al a kohen, you should only come to the kohen who you know now. who you assume now that he's a kohen. Later you'll find out he's a cholo, you shouldn't come to him, because now you know he's a cholo. But Kozman, I assume that he's a kohen, I'm allowed to come to him, even though to etzem he's a cholo. Because later I found out he was a cholo. But that's called a kohen by yomim ha'im. When I came to him, he was becheskes kohen. Yeah, that is, these are tefillin mudim that a ben d'avoida, a ben grusha, and ben chlutze is kosher. Bal mum d'avoida say p'tula minova. How do we know that a bal mum, if he did the avoida when he was a bal mum and he was unaware of it, how do we know d'avoida say p'tula? Even though b'shas might be unaware of it, Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, Omar Kol, Lachain, Emor Hini, Ninois, and Loi, Es Brisi Sholeim. Shu Sholeim, the Loik Shehu Chosa. He says, right afterwards we say, Voice Loi Ozari Bris Kohuna Soilom. Here we're saying that the Bris Kohuna is Loilom. So that's Davke by the apostle. But a Balmum, if later we found out that he was a Balmum b'shas avoide, so we say Brisi, the Bris Kohune that we say is Nimshach, Bein Zera Kosher, Bein Zera Apostle, if I was ignorant of the fact, but that is Davke Kshu Sholein. That b'shas avoide, he wasn't a balmum, v'loik shehu chosa. But if he was a balmum, so then, if he was a balmum, so then the avoide will be possible. Rek the Gemara, how do you darshan the word sholeim v'ha sholeim ksiv? It says what above. Amar Rav Nachman, v'ov de sholeim ketiyahi. The vav of Sholeim is split. There are different shittas how this vav the Sholeim k'tiyah here. It's the size of a yud, and then later there's a heftik, and then we're mamshich the regel. Or it has a shir of a vav zeireh, but then later we're mamshich the regel. There are different shittas. Al koponim. So, the way the Sholeim is written, it's coming to be meramez that the Bris Kohune is only, we didn't find out that he's a Balmum. If we found out that he's a Balmum, then the Avoide is not good. Zog Rashi. Vahoysa loy ulezarei achav, bein zera posel, zarei achav, cholo. that the bris kunas oilam applies also when he's a cholam. Chatchile loy kama doesn't mean that abel chatchile a cholam can do the avoida. The mechulo kol yirachmon is called a mechulo from shnitchalo mikdushas koin. So al kolchoch this riboy that kohunas oilam applies by a person who did the avodah when he was a chalol, that means when we were unaware of the chalolah. That's one limud. A second limud, chulin shaboy, chalolim shaboy. Chalolim shebishavet levi, boch Hashem chayloi. The kohen b'shevet levi, k'siv, the chalolim b'shevet levi means the kahanim shenis chalolu. Ubalmum davaidose psula minolum im ovad vishagik, he was unaware of the mum. Dilu bemezit ksi, achala pariches lo yoboi, abalmum vule yechalu lef mikdosh. So we see klo, that he's mechalu da avoide, if he does da avoide when he's abalmum. Elo ovad vule yediye minolum, vule machshinu le mahai kodav ahoysto lo yelazari achov, rizku nasoy lof. So that means, so this should Zari Achim should be Koilu, Balmum, Cholo, so most of the way, Ninoisha Leilel Mivoyis Leksiv Alma, Bishleimim Hu Da'achsha. Let us see Taisvit. The Taisvit, Shlach Ba'achvi, Talgum Shal Vehivshit Ve'shalach. That means, the Abaye had said, that the Ivecha that says he's a Balmum is Nemon Afilu Bikoin himself as Makrishim, because the Ivecha could say, take off your baggage and we'll see if you're a Balmum or not. Mikan Yesh Leichiach, the whole Dovo, Sheyochali, his Barer, Ivecha Nemon Olof, Bafilu Ivecha Makrishim. So this we see from this Gemara, even if Eidechot Bakhoshe, but if it's Epshel Avaroi, Eidechot is Neman, or Akaponim Choshishin Lidvoro, we had mentioned, could be the Sforis, it's Me'ein, Milsa Davia, the Gluya Leim Yishakri Inchi, we could be Mavarit, I'm saying, you're Balmum, take off your shirt, and we'll see. Ulezaroi Achov, Bein Zera Koshe, Bein Zera Pot. So the Gemara boy the Raya to be Bris Kohunas Oilom for all Zera, Fai Zera Kosher, Fai Zera Apostle. So we see the word Zera is an inclusive. It includes Kshayrim, Psulim, Fektaisis, Ubereish Mechilten, in the beginning of the Mesechta, Omar, the Zera Einlo. They're speaking about that Bas Koyin ki tili iso, Bas Koyin got married to Yisrael, so she's not allowed to eat kumen. What happens if her husband dies? Vizera ein lo, she doesn't have any children. Vishava beisavir kinoreh. So we learn out if the Yisrael, the husband Yisrael dies, and she has no children of this from this Yisrael, so she's allowed to eat kumen. So the Gemara says over there, V'zera ein lo, ein li elo zera kosher. Zera apostel minayim. How do you know if she has zera apostel? Tamad loyme, ein lo ayin olel. Al koponim, from the Gemara in the beginning of the Perek we see, the mashmois of zera means zera kosher. If we want to be mar bezera apostel, we need a new limud, ayin. Afilu zera post, over the Rishmois of zera kosher. And our Gemara says, Pumfakel, our Gemara says, how do we know that zera, there's a bris kunas oilam on zera post, because it says, uzara yachov, bein zera kosher, bein zera post. Mashme, the Loshin Zer Le Mishtam El Akosh, and Agamara says, Pumfaka. The Yeshloima, the Shani Hoche, Lizaroi miyuta. That means, here the Torah should have been specific. We're speaking about this whole, Baris Kunas Olam is speaking about the sons, Bahoi Soloi, the Kune will be to him, and then it should have said, Ulabon Avacho. Why did we use a term of Zera, which includes Nekevis, which is not true, not with Kuhun is Zavke B'Schorim, but the Bris Kuhun is Zavke B'Schorim. So why did the Pusik say, why wasn't the Pusik specific? Why did the Torah say a Loshin Kloli, which is Kailo more than Bonim, when Bonim would be sufficient? This is the Bahisaloy Labon of Acha. The Zaray Miyuta, the Avamotzila Mirtav Labono, Sherei Bebona Isla Shayach Briskone. So the Torah should have been specific and said, Lohisaloy Labon of Acha. So why did we say a Loshin which includes more than Bonim? If our intent is Bonim, we're talking about Brisko Nasem, so only speaking about Bonim, so why do we say a more inclusive Lashon? L'kach darshini minei afilu zera poso. So this Yita Lashon, this Zera, which comes to include more than Bonim, so it was written a Lashon Zera to include zera poso. That's a miyuta. Because the Torah wrote a word which is not needed in this pasuk, avolosam ein miyuta. But when we're speaking about that a bas koyin ki tia leizo, she married a Yisrael, v'zera ein lo, so there, we have to say the word zera, because there's no difference if she has a son from the Yisrael or an akeva from the Yisrael. If she has any type of child from the Yisrael, she's not allowed to eat trume. So therefore, there it says, v'zera ein lo. If there's a bas k'moy ben, it will also pass. So what does Taisa say? So Taisa says, but over here, the zera is miyuta because bris kohuna only applies by a zocha, not by an akeva. Let us see the Rishash for 1 minute. So the Rishash asks, and Taisa is as follows. This is the first Rishash on Tamach Vavam Bebei. Shrei Bebona is Loishayech Bris Kohune. The Koshe Harei Trume Vahamura Mikoshe Kalem Necholem Lubnois Kahanem. So there's Dine Kohune by Bonus also. So why isn't it why? So that's why it says Zarat. Yeshlaim Mishum the Kuna Loshen, Sheira Shenen Klau Benosh. If you want to say a Kain is a Loshen of Mishores, there is Kohuna Asylum. Kuna means over here Sheira, Abayde. Abayde is only by Schorim, not by Nekay. That's what the Shashi says. I thought perhaps we could say another teretz. Perhaps it could be mamtik, the second teretz, with a yellow tashacha on this place. It also says a teretz under the Shashi's kash. I once heard from a goyim Rameir Bergman Shlita. He told me over a kashe from the Sfas Emet, and Zvochim Dachman Heil Adalot. The Mishnah in Ezer Mekoyman says, by a Toide and Shlomim, Amura mehem kayoit midahem. Elo she'amuram, that means it's nechol, yoyim v'layla, v'chol machol. Elo she'amuram nechol v'kahanem, v'nishayim, v'livneyim, u'lavdeyim. Like this, for some is a kashe, no, kahanem is good. Nishayim is good. Avdeim is good, but Bnei'im, why didn't say Bnei'im? Bnei'im is Kahanim. You said Amum Nechol Kahanim, so Bnei'im also Kahanim. So the Tzatzemes wants to say a teret, that maybe B'nei means K'tanim, and since they're not Roi La'Avoydeh, I would think you need the Nurt Geret Chus Achil, and you need Roi La'Avoydeh. That's what the Tzatzemes wants to say. He told me, I don't know if he said it himself, or he heard it from someone, that the name is going on Pinchas. It's going on Pinchas, before Pinchas was this kind, so Ueshayach, the Agavuch, the Mishnah Beizeh Mekoinon, was this man Moshe Rabbeinu, which you know, the Nimen Akloim, the Goyim says in our note, that this Mishnah stems from Moshe Rabbeinu, there's no Machlokes in this Mishnah, with Nimen Akloim, we're speaking about the Mishkan, so this is a Mishnah that was Nimsa Alonu Mizman Moshe Rabbeinu. So what was the din by Pinchas before Pinchas became a Kohen? So Hamuram Em Kayoyti Vehem, Ela Shamuram Necho Lekahanim, that's Alozo, Nishayim, Eishas Alozo, Olivneim, Pinchas. Pinchas wasn't a Kohen, but he was a Ben Kohen. So the Mishnah is coming to tell us that Pinchas, before he became a Kohen, was also mutter to eat kochim kalim of Ben Kohen. That's what the Mishnah is saying. So this was before he became a Kohen. Now it says, v'hoi saloi ulazaroi v'ris kohunas oilom. Now we're being mechadish something. Now we're giving him v'ris kohunas oilom, which was non-existent before. So can't be speaking about Kochim Kalim, because Kochim Kalim he was able to eat before al Ben Kohen, the name. So Memele, so al Kochoch is speaking about Avoide. So Avoide is only made by Yitzchorim and not by Nikkei. But it can't be speaking about Kochim Kalim, because Kochim Kalim was mutter to eat before al the name. The Ayala Sashacha wants to say, and perhaps this will be, he wants to say as follows. He wants to say that's what a Bas Kohen eats. That's what a Bas Kohen eats. Hamugamehem, she eats Hamugamina Kadoshim. She doesn't eat because she's a Kehenet. She has vicious Kohenet. She eats because she's a Bas Kohen. That's what he wants to say. And that is why we find Chalukim, if she gets married to us, he is spoiled, so she doesn't eat anymore. If he means to say as follows, if her Achille in Trume, or in Kochim Kalm would mean because she's a Kehenna, she has Kedushas Kohuna in herself, what the hell if she got married to you? But she's a Kehenna. But if we say that what she eats Trumer, or Amuramem, she eats Altbas Kohen, so then this is a cold man, she's not married, she has the name of a Bas Kohen. Now she's married, she's an Asher, she's Choyal. That means her dinim are mugbol in her relationships. Before she's a Bas Kohen, now she's an Asher, she's Choyal, then she'll be Shavu Levi, she'll come again a Bas Kohen. So Memele, and here it says, Beris Kohuna Asoilim, here we're talking Beris Kohuna, this is that they're Kahanim. So can't be going on the Bonis. The Bonis are never Kahanim. That's what he wants to say. So that's Melvishtim, very good with what we said also. So can't, because the din, that is the vote. The din that Bneyim, that Aben Kayin also eats Trumim. Aben Kayin also eats Hamburimim. Al Ben Kohen, without the Kedushas Kohuna. So Mamelan, here it says, Beris Kohuna Atoilam, that they're Kahanim, Al-Koch is speaking about Tchorim. So the Zeres Meyuta, is coming to tell us Afilu Zer Apostle. Zokta Mishnah Vaita. Kol mokim sheyesh kedushin ve'ein aveira. If there is kedushin and there is no aveira in the nisuin, kedushin is toifet, ve'ein aveira, havlat oilech achar hazocha. So then there's a din Milchus Yichus, that the blood is Heilach HaChazor. Ve'eze zu, zu kehenes Leviya v'Yisraelis, shenosul l'koyim Levi v'Yisrael. So the mishpoche of the, or the yichus of the blood will be what the father. Let us see Rashi. Kol mokim sheyesh kedushin ve'ein averet. Shakedushin toifsin bo. Kedushin is toifes. Ve'ein averet b'nisuin. Shloi osra so toira olam. She's not osra. Kedushin is toifes and she's not osra. Kehenes leviyah v'yisraelit. Shenosa koin Levi Yisrael. Rashi says, Levi shenosa kehenes, o Yisraelis. The no Levi, for the ben is a Levi. The koin shenosa Leviya v'Yisraelis. The no koin. Yisrael shenosa kehenes, o Leviya, a blood Yisrael. Mishpachoysom leveis avoysom tzis. So there's a din mishpoche, that it is mishpachas kuna levi v'yisrael, these are different mishpoches. So the blood is miyuches acha mishpachas tovit. B'chol moke, look the Mishnah weiter, sheyesh kedushin v'yesh aveire, kedushin is toifis, but there's an Aveira in the Kedushin is also a blood Hoylech Achar HaPogom. So then, the blood is, this is a different Rash, then whoever has a Pgam, the Pgam of any of the, of either the Ish or the Ishe, becomes Nitpas on the blood. Ve'eze zu almona l'kayin gobo, grushe v'chalutze l'kayin hegir. Amzeres and Athena li Yisrael. At Yisrael, a mamzer or not. In all these cases, the child is, gets the pagam of the problem. Let us see Rashi, Almona le Kain Godo, Yesh Kedushin vi Yesh Aveda. The Kasoba Kedushin Taifsin the Chayde Lavan. Yesh Kedushin. Acher Apogum Shebishnein. Shenoilad mipsulei kohune. A blood posel, so the blood is posel, is noilad mipsulei kohune. Chayn dem amzeres li Yisrael, or chayn dem mamzeres li Yisrael, mamza, the same thing, the son of a mamzeres is a mamza. Chayn dem mamza, mi Yisrael is mamza. Then bas nesina li Yisrael nosin, u ben nosin, tiksheva nosin. So here, the Mishnah is mefaret that in all these cases, there's yesh kedushin v'yesh aveira, you go back to the pogo. So here the Rishash is ma'ira, let's see the first two cases, amonu l'kayin godo, v'gurusha v'chalutza l'kayin hegi. So who's the pogo? Amon is the pogum. Kedush is the pogum. No, and Amon is mutal lekoyim. The kainegit she's also. Kedush is mutal betume. Now the shy of the child becomes a cholo. The child is a cholo. He's also a kainegit. A cholo is also betume. So where do we find this din of heilach achar pogum? I am on the coin, go the goose, and put the coin at it. The effect of the shah. And for the shah, that the cash is not shah. Because I'm on the coin, go do, when the coin go do is boiled, I'm on it, she becomes a halola. With the haro, she becomes a halola already. So the mice, the pagam of the ben or bas is from not out from the amon shebo. Now from the halola shebo. Among the kind godel, when she's nisaba from him already, she has a pgam of chalolas. So there's a din of oilachacher apogum. So he hears the halalas of the mother. Zog the Mishnah weiter, V'chol mi she'ein lo olof kedushin, avu yesh lo alacheren kedushin. Now, if the Isha, you can't have tvisus kedushin with this Isha, avu yesh lo alacheren kedushin. She can marry someone else. She has issues, passport have issues with someone, but not with his husband. And then a blood mamza. Then the blood is a mamza. Where he says, the habo alachas mikol arayi shem betoyim, like ochi vabo ala choysoi. So Bemison achoysoi is a past visus gdushin with other people, with him it's a la past visus gdushin. So that's the taich. She'ain la olof kedushin, avi yesh la alacherim kedushin. So then the din is that what? That the blood is a man. Bechol mi she'ain la loy olof v'loy alacherim kedushin, ha'blad kamoiso, and is not miyuches to the father at all. Ve'eze ze blad shivcho v'noche. This is a blad shivcho v'noche. That she's a lav bat tvisus kedushin to anyone, so the blood is kamoisa. What does Rashi say? The Rashi mikol arayi shebetoyret shal chay bekrisus. A blood mamza b'mor meforish lo. A blood kamoisa, blood nochis nochi. V'im gairu aviger kosher. So Lechere Rashi is saying, since she's a love but this is Kedusha. So Lechere, the Bia should create Mamzeret. That's Lechere, the gather of Mamzeret, to be with a love but this is Kedusha. So we say, no, since she's a love but this is Kedusha to anyone, so a male, so the child is only miyuches to her. So im gairu aviger kosher veine mamza. So a male, he's a pure goy. There's no connection with this child to the father. He's a ganzen miyuches to the mother. So he's a goy. So if you're megair him, he's a ger kosher. There's no mamzeres whatsoever. The lad Shivcha is Eved, Shishichai Bailov Kosher, Mutab Yisrael, so the same thing, that a lad Shivcha is Eved, and again there's no Mamzeres, and therefore to be Mutab to a Yisrael. Zok Taisis, Kol Mokim Shiyesh Kedushin V'yesh Eved, Kol Mokim Shiyesh Chomakim Shein Kedush, Meisi Zeh Bo Alachas Mikol Arayi Shebetay. Nidra Lari. Tahach Stoma Osi Ki Rab Shimon HaTeimoni. Stoma Besoy Perek HaChoylet, Yesh Mamza Mechai Vekrisis, Veloi Mechai Vekbav. This is a Stam Mishneh like Rab Shimon HaTeimoni, not like Rab Akiva. Rab Akiva holds that Yesh Mamza Mechai Vekbav. And this Mishneh says, Arayi, Ein lo olof kedushin, in this marshal of Ein lo olof kedushin, it says arayis. According to Rabbi Kiva, the lav dafka arayis, chai v'lavin, is also, the Yivam Malashut, is also kedushin, is in Taifet. So you don't need arayis. V'loi mi chai v'lavin, v'chi agavne kam aroch. So that's what we're saying over here. Taiz is abo lachas mikol arayis. Not only does the Mishnah go according to Shimon HaTeimoni, but the halacha ki ach stoma, we paskin like Shimon HaTeimoni. Af al gav di ike stoma achine bi yevomis ke rabbi kide, that by achai v'lavim des mamzeres, mikom bokim ach stoma ike, mishum de misnaye gabi hilchus of psikta de kdushin, all these other halachas, are halachas psukis, in the Yichus Dinei Kedushin from a Mela, since this halacha was put into this Mishnah, I saw his three paskim like this. Boy the Matsino Bahavi Mekaimis, he high stomach, Kedushin Yehosom, Pshite Bnei Chai Vilavim Shechem Ninu, Boy Tony Eisa Mamza, Kol Shisu Eisa Elva, Von Ishkosh, Mashla Hava Mamza, Olam Yechai the Krisis, Olam the Ritus Loshan, from the Gemara, so it would seem that Mamzeres is only from Chai the Krisis. Zok te gemar. Kol mokim sheyesh kedushin. Och, the word, the word. Yesh kedushin. Ve'ein aveire. But the din is the word. Rabla til lechacher azoch. Amalei Rab Shimon l'Rab Yoichanan. Klal lehu. This is a klal. Kol mokim. The kol mokim sheyesh kedushin. Ve'ein aveire. Rabla til lechacher azoch. Hare ger shenosa mamzeret. A ger married a mamzeret. V'yesh kedushin v'ein aveira. Avlat hoy lechacher apog. Eis Rav Yosi holds, that a mamzeret is permitted to marry a ger, because kahal geirim le'ikriko, says lo'yovi, mamz lo'yovi b'kahal Hashem, a geirim are not called kahal Hashem. Va'afal pikein, Rabbi Yossi says that if a ger married a mamzeres, the blood is a mamzer. The sign ye ger shenos a mamzeres, a blood mamzer, divrei Rabbi Yossi. So you see, klal, that this klal is a reiskalten. It's yesh kedushin ve'ein avere. We don't say over here that the vlad is hoyle chacher azoche, we say the vlad is hoyle chacher apogu. Let's see what Rashi says, ger shenosa mamzeres, v'yesh kedushin vein aveira, v'ger muta ba mamzeres, l'rab yoisi, dom akal gerim, l'mikri kol, l'kam apeg basra. Om alei, so yentadim, misobus masnisim rab yoisi, as Nisim Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a ger is also be mamzeret. From a ger lo yisa mamzeret. The Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, we can say with a straight face that kol mokim sheyesh kedushin vein aveira vlad hoylech achar azocha. We don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. We don't have such a case of ger shenos a mamzeres. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, so that's not the first case. That's already, that's yesh kedushin v'yesh aveira. So then we have a vlad eilech achar apod. Ger leish v'yesh kedushin v'yesh aveira, a vlad eilech achar apod. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if our mission is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, so this fits into the categories of our Mishnah. And our Mishnah says that the Yesh Kedushin, Yesh Aveira, go Achar Pogum. So that's why Ger, Shenosa Mamzeres, the Vlad will be a Mamzer. Zerek the Gemore v'Nisnaya. So why didn't it say? The Mishnah enumerates all the Yesh Kedushin, the Yesh Aveira, Amalokain Godol, Mamzer Nusinu Yisrael, but she told us the Mamzer. Why didn't it say a ger? Why didn't it mention that it's speaking about all the cases of Yesh Kedushin, Yesh Aveira? Why didn't it mention a ger shenosa Mamzer? And for the Gemara, Tone Kol Mokim the Sefer Lasuyin. Oh, it says what? It says Kol Mokim. That means the Mishnah enumerates the case, but then the Mishnah is moisif on the cases that are enumerated, and it says kol mokim sheyesh kedushin v'yesh aveira v'lad eilech apogum, and this kol mokim comes to be marba ger shenosa mamzeres at yesh kedushin v'yesh aveira. Let us see Rashi. V'nisnaya gabi kedushin v'yesh aveira masnisin v'had yamonu l'kain godo. Let's say a ger shenosa mamzeres. The Mara says, Kol Mokim de Sefer, V'yesh Kedushin, V'yesh Avera. Kol Mokim Klola Mashme, it's coming to include others. And this is a ger shenosa mamzer. That's teretz number one. V'boy yiseima lo'ilam rabbi yisi. Now, could be, we can tell you the first step. That what? That the Mishnah is going according to rabbi yisi. So you have a kash, Mishnah according to rabbi yisi. Rabbi Yossi says that what at the kol mokim sheyesh kedushin. The Mishnah says kol mokim sheyesh kedushin vein avera avlat elachach azocho. And Rabbi Yossi said that a ger shenosa mamzeres is a poku. So how does our Mishnah stim with Rabbi Yossi? Lo ilam Rabbi Yossi v'tona eizezu lemute. Yeah. So the Gemara answers, the Mishnah started off by saying a generality. Kol mokim sheyesh kedushin ve'ein aveira avlat ha'ilachach hazocha. But the Mishnah didn't stop with that. Then the Mishnah started enumerating this, Kehenis Levi Yisraelis, and the Mishnah bedavke eliminated Gershonosa Mamzeret. So the prat is meforish the klal. That what I said, kol mokim sheyesh kedushin ve'ein aveira avlat elachach hazok is only the cases which are enumerated. La afuki ager shenosa mamzeres, then you don't go both to the zocha, then you go both to the kol. What does Rashi say? The boy say, Meloi lam rab yoisi. Tom Ager Mutter B'Mamzeret. But the Kasha Lecha Klolohi. So yes, Nga Kasha Klolohi Masis and Laf Klolokayo. The Mishnah didn't say a Klau. The Lahochi Tonabo Ve'eit. The boys in Lom Rabbi Yesi. Tom Ager Mutter B'Mamzeret. But the kasha lo klola hi, you ask the kasha, it's a klal, as nisen lav klola kayo. The Mishnah was not koil in all cases. The lochi ton above the eizoi, zu hi kehenis levi, le meimre da han yudav lat oilas hacha azoh. Only in these cases, av yesh hacherim, af al pi she yesh kedushin, vein avera hav lat oilas hacha apok. Yeah. So Mamela, so the Mishnah can be going according to Rabbi Yossi, but the first Bava is not saying a generality which is Kailo all cases. It's only Kailo certain cases. Fragt die Gemara. Fragt die Gemara, Ve'eze zu v'suloi. So what are you talking? Now tell me a new thing already. You're telling me that the Eizezu is, these are the only cases that we apply the previous generality. Barei cholo shenosa bas Yisrael. A cholo married a bas Yisrael. The yesh kedushin. The ein aveira. Avlat elachacha azocha. What does that mean? That if a cholo married a bas Yisrael, the vlad is a cholo. No? And you're telling me that the first bav of the Mishnah was, kol sheyesh kedushin bein aveira, havlat elachach hazocha ve'ezehi, or just a tafke these cases. Tafke these cases. But not any other case. And that's why we don't have a problem why it says, Ger Shenosa Mamzeres, because I said Eizi. I now about the Chachazoch only in these cases. In fact, the Gemara Cholo married a Bas Yisrael, the Vlad is a Cholo, so why didn't the Mishnah enumerate it? Avlat El Chachazoch, let it
see what Rashi says. Ve'eze zu v'suloi, kloima imkein. Ve'eze zu davke, avo midachine, lo yozolach ha-zocher, gabi yesh kdushin bein ha-veire, ve'rei cholol, usnan le'kamon, bas cholol zocher, psul le'kohune. That a bas cholol zocher, psul le'kohune, alme acher ha-zocher hu. Umikri chalolen, she's called a chalolen. So why didn't it say this in the Mishnah? Let's go back to the Gemara. Holoi kashe. Our Mishnah is going kirab deistoi ben Rav Yudas firole. Our Mishnah in this shaila acholo shenosa bas Yisroel that we have a tana that holds that the bas is also lekune. But Rav Deistoi ben Rav Yehuda holds the bas is kosher lekune. So memele, our Mishnah is going according to Rav Deistoi, so the bas is kosher lekune. Very good. So it's yesh kedushin v'ein avere, and the bas is kosher lekune. She don't go bosa the zocher. That's very good. The beizei, so now it's good. The beizei, according to Rav Deistoi ben Rav Yehuda, it's good. Zogt Rashi, krab di stoi svirlai, letane di don. Da omar, benois Yisroel, mikve tare lechalolim. Ubitok sheire lekune. So my male is going according to Rab di stoi ve Rab Yehuda. So that's why it's very good. So I'm up with my teret. That the only case of yesh kdushin ve'ein aveir avlad eicher oilechach ha-zocho is dafke the ezehi which the Mishnah enumerates, lemaute ger shenosa mamzeret, and lemaute cholo shenosa bas Yisrael. But that's different in it. They don't go bosa the zoch. Frek the Gemore, tarei Yisrael shenosa chalolem, a Yisrael married a chalolem, V'yesh kedushin v'ein aveiro avlad v'ilach achar ha-zocho. Yisrael marries a chalolo, this kedushin, there's no aveiro. And there the vlad is v'ilach achar ha-zocho, the child is kosher lekune. Avlad v'ilach achar ha-zocho. So why in the ve'ezer he just told me ve'ezer is a myth, only these cases avlad v'ilach achar ha-zocho. They have another case. Tell me, Ezi is a miyut. It only means these cases. So why didn't the Mishnah enumerate a Yisrael that married a chalola? That there you go, boss of the zochel, and the child is kosher lakuna. So this is a good kasha, but you tell me, because that's not say chasas. He was Ezi only these. And now there's another case also. With the Gemara, Tane kol mokim dereisha lasuye. Oh, there's a miyut and a riboy. Ezehi is a miyut, only these cases. Then the Mishnah starts off kol mokim. Kol mokim is coming lasuye, that a Yisrael shenoso halolo. You also go boss of the zocha. So we have her a miyut and a ribuy. So the ribuy is coming on Yisroel shenosa halola, kol mokim. And the miyut is coming to be memayit, ager shenosa mamzeres, and a cholo shenosa bas Yisroel. Here, these two cases, we don't call both of the zoch. So the Gemara says, so here you have a meat and here you have a ribui, and it's not your behedje. Like the Gemara, so why doesn't it say beferish? Well, why the Gemara? If Veza he is a meat, and we're enumerating all cases, so say one more case, and then you won't need this ribi of kol mokim. The Gemara answers Mishim Dulei Masnilo, because it's not shayich to put it all together. Heichi Nisne. We want to say all the cases of Lat Eilach Achazoch. Nisne, Kehenes, Leviya, the Israelis, Bachalola, because Achalola does you go Basa the Zocha, when, if a Yisrael marry her, Shanisa is Lukoin, Levi the Israel. That means if that the Mishnah already is speaking about, the Mishnah is speaking about the Kahanis Levi Israelis. And that was speaking about Shanosa, Koin, Levi the Israel. And that was very good. You go Basa the Zocha. Then you ask the kasha, let's say halola. Now if you say halola, halola will only stim with Yisrael. Then you go back to the Zohar. But halola will not stim with Kayin. So memele, so since it doesn't fit in the flow of the Mishnah, so memele, that is why the Mishnah did not speak bechlal about halola. That's why the Mishnah spoke about only these things, Kenneth Levi Israel, Shnosa Kain Levi Israel. And the Kol Mokim is Marbe Yisrael Shnosa Chalom. Chalom Lekain Michozi. Now let us see Rashi. Re Yisrael Shnosa Chalom. Yesh Kedushin Vein Aveda. The loyasu el lekahana, achalole is only yosef to kahana. Pavlat oilech acherazocha. This now lekamon bitek sheir lekuna. Lemrinen chalole hi kepogum shebishnaim. There we don't say that the child is achalole. We say that the child is kosher lekuna. So why isn't this included? So the mother says, the tak is included. Included in the Reisha Kolmokim, it's Malt. So the Gemara is in this Naya Behedya Gabi Kehenes Leviv Israel. Bishan Doli Masni Lo. Eino Nishnes Lo Letana Imashar the Loshin Kotze. It will not fit in. It will say a Loshin Kotze will not fit in. The name of the Eizei Kehenes Leviv Israel Svachalola. Shanosu Lekoyin Leviv Israel. The Mashma Chalola Nami Lekoyin Ain't Aveda. That is not true. So that is why the Mishnah wanted to say the kids are Kahanis Levi Israel, Shanosu Lukain Levi Israel. That's Yesh Kedushin Vein Aveda. And then we were Marba and Kol Mokim, we were Marba Yisrael Shanosu Chalom. So let us start with the second taste first. The Nishnai. He says, the Gemara asked the Kasha that why doesn't it say why do you have a ribui of Kol Mokim? Let it say Beferish. Perish Besefer talk. Perish Besefer Tane. Yeah, Perish. The Sefer Tana Kol Mokim Lasuy. Now this is going on the previous Gemara. The Gemara said that it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Magella Yisaman said, "As Yeshkush Yishmei Avladu Achapok Benisnayim." Okay, this is going in the previous Gemara. The Gemara said that Mish is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. So Agir Shenosam Amzer says Yeshkush and Yeshavei. So the Gemara says, so you go back to the problem. Like the Gemara ben Isnaya, Tana Kol Mokim, the Sefer Lasuye. He says, Fakel, that's the Kol Mokim. He says, the Mishnah is Mefaret, some cases of Yesh Kedushim, Yesh Avera, and you go back to the problem, and the Kol Mokim is coming to be Marbe, Ger, Shenosa, Mamzer. Nisnaya, Perish, Besefer, let it say in the Sefer with all other cases of Yesh, Yesh Kedushin v'Yesh Aveda, Tana Kol Mokim Lasu. Like Toisves, V'lei Porich v'lisnaya v'hedit k'de Porich v'samach. So why didn't Gemara here ask the same kasha that Gemara asked by us later? When the Gemara said that the Gemara asked the kasha, why doesn't it say Yisrael, why didn't it say Yisrael Shenosa Chalolo? So the Gemara says, because the Kol Mokim is Malbe. The mother said that Aisy is a meat and come out from his mother. So the mother said, so why don't you say the Feirish in the Seif? So now Taisus is asking, why didn't the Gemara ask, the previous Gemara ask a similar kasha? The Gemara had asked that if the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, that a ger is also the mamzeres. So the Gemara there, so why didn't they call Mokim Sheyesh Kedushim Yesh Abeira? Havlat Eilach HaRapogum, why doesn't it say Gersh and also mamzeres? So the Gemara says, call Mokim is Marbet. So what the Gemara asks, the same Kashin is Nahi Behedye. Since Rabbi Yehuda holds a ger is also mamzeres, the ikru kol. So it have a ktsas bechlar mamzeres in the sinyal Yisrael, the toni b'masnisa. That means the etzem halacha, yesh kedushin, v'yesh aveira. The Mishnah did enumerate mamzeres li Yisrael. So it said that. Now, if we hold kal gerim ikru kol, which Rabbi Yehuda holds, so the same halacha applies by memzeresh, and he says legeir. So the etzem tzir of yesh kedushim yesh aveira with memzeres that married to someone who's bekal Hashem, it says. But the Mishnah God spoke about the kal Hashem of Yisrael. We didn't speak about that geirim are also bekal Hashem. But the etzem Kedushin, Yesh, Aveira, we spoke about it, baby. Leitzorich lemisnai b'masnissin tfei kulahai. So, therefore, it's not necessary to mention this also. When we're enumerating all the Kedushin and Aveira, so it's not necessary to mention Mamzeres Leger, because that's the same Kedushin, same Aveira. So why do you need the kolmokim? The ilavochi, they have a motzi la suye, mimamzeres in the senior Yisrael levat. That means we would not know this from mamzeres in the senior Yisrael levat, because we would think Babki Yisrael. We would think kal geirim leikrikol. So, a need to be marve mamzeres leger, I need the kolmoke. But there's no strong kashe that the Mishnah should have said mamzeres yisod, mamzeres leger, because since in Yisod both are the same Issa, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that kal gerim ikru kol, so it's not necessary to be mefared both.